New York Breeze. Coming to you from New York, everyday stories and information for listeners in Japan. Getting on a bike and going out for a ride is the ultimate feeling of freedom. But how about when you're surrounded by tons of traffic, potholes, and emergency vehicles where the rules of the road rarely apply? Join us as we talk about the daily complexity of biking in New York City. Welcome to episode number 3 of the New York Breeze, Bike New York, Part 1. Hey guys, how you doing? I'm Chris from New York. Welcome to the New York Breeze, our podcast where you can hear about life in New York in easy-to-digest one-minute soundbites. Our co-host in Japan is Shoko. She will be translating and sharing insights for our listeners in Japanese.
自転車に乗って出かけることは解放感を得る究極の手段です。でも道路の規則がほとんど適用されないような激しい交通量、道路のくぼみ、緊急車両に囲まれた環境の中ではどうでしょう。このようなニューヨークで自転車に乗るという日常の複雑性についてお話しします。ニューヨークブリーズのエピソードナンバー3、ニューヨークで自転車に乗るパート1へようこそ。皆さん、いかがお過ごしですか？クリスがニューヨークでの生活をわかりやすく手短にお伝えします。生きた英語表現満載です。翔子が日本語でお手伝いします。
Bike New York. Is that a subject of conversation or a dare? Yeah, New York is not an immediately obvious place to enjoy the pleasures of cycling with its traffic-choked streets. It's dangerous. I'm not gonna lie. One unique thing we have in New York is food delivery by e-bike. You'll be competing for lane space with food delivery guys on electric bikes that speed faster than the cars. And because they're in a rush, the delivery bikes regularly use the one-way bike lanes in both directions, and sometimes ignore traffic stops. That's one reason why I say the rules of the road often don't apply. You gotta keep your eyes peeled, to say the least, if you want to get around by bike in this city. Despite all the danger, the cycling scene is booming here.
ニューヨークは明らかにサイクリングを楽しめる場所ではありません。正直言って危険です。ここニューヨークで特有なのは、電動自転車による食べ物の配達です。車より速いスピードの電動自転車で食べ物を配達する人たちと、自転車専用レーンを取り合うことになるのです。配達用自転車は急いでいるので、一方通行のレーンを逆走することもあり、時には交通違反取り締まりも無視するのです。道路の規則が当てはまらないと言ったのは、一つはこのためです。自転車でこの街を回りたいと思ったら、控えめに言っても常に目を凝らしていなければなりません。あらゆる危険にもかかわらず、ここニューヨークでサイクリングの人気はうなぎ登りです。
Much love for biking in New York. Much love. Bike riding, or cycling, has been soaring in popularity around the world, and for good reason. America's most vibrant cities like San Francisco and New York are growing in population, and our transit systems are becoming more like Tokyo's, packed. A bicycle offers more than a cheap, fast, and healthy way to commute. There's a feeling of accomplishment and independence of movement that elevates our mood. There's also a traffic calming effect that has been documented in 2 new reports by the New York City Department of Transportation, DOT, which I'll talk more about in an upcoming episode so you can practice listening to stats. So why do I love biking New York? For me, it's a combination of exercise, sightseeing, and being a part of a greater global community of people who love to travel by bike. For a lot of fellow New Yorkers, biking to school or work is the best alternative to the aging subway system.
自転車の人気が高まっているのには最もな理由があります。サンフランシスコやニューヨークのような活気に満ちた都市では、人口が増加していて、交通システムが 東京のようになりつつあるのです。つまり、すし詰め状態です。自転車は安く、早く、健康的な通勤手段です。思い通りに行動できるということは気分を高めてくれるし、また、ニューヨーク市運輸局 DOT による2つの新しい報告文書で立証されたように、自動車交通を抑制する効果もあります。この報告については、統計データの聞き取り練習になるよう、次以降のエピソードでまた取り上げます。なぜ私はニューヨークで自転車に乗ることが好きなのか。私にとっては、運動、観光、そして自転車で旅することが好きな人たちからなる、よりグローバルなコミュニティの一員になること。これらすべてが理由として挙げられます。通勤、通学に使う多くのニューヨーカーにとっては、老朽化した地下鉄に代わる交通手段となっています。
Our bike share program is phenomenal. Bike ridership is way up, thanks in large part to Citibike, our city's official bike share program. The level at which people are using bikes to commute is astonishing to me, because I can remember a time in this city when the only grown-ups who rode bikes in the street were either bike messengers or drug dealers, or a combination of both. The bike messenger was pre-internet, and you had to be insanely brave to get out there like they did. They'd rush urgent documents, film from photo shoots, contracts from legal offices by attacking traffic. Not just fighting traffic, they'd attack the streets and get things across town to offices in Midtown, along Madison Avenue, and down in Wall Street. The bike messenger was distinctly New York, pumping the city's exchange of information. Now, with email and smartphones, bike messengers are rare, and food delivery bikers on electric-powered bikes and commuters on city bikes are ubiquitous. How times have changed.
ニューヨーク市主導のバイクシェアリングプログラム、シティバイクのおかげで、自転車利用者数は大幅に増えています。通勤に使う人が多いのには驚かされます。というのも、自転車で通りを走る大人といえば、バイクメッセンジャーか、ドラッグディーラーか、ドラッグディーラーを兼ねたバイクメッセンジャーであるという時代を知っているからです。インターネットが普及する前のことですが、彼らがしていたように、自転車で通りを走ることは非常に勇気のいることでした。交通に攻撃をかけながら、緊急の文書、写真撮影のフィルム、法律事務所の契約書を大急ぎで運んでいたものです。バイクメッセンジャーはまさにニューヨークそのものでした。今は E メールやスマートフォンがあるので、バイクメッセンジャーはめったに目にしません。食べ物配達の電動自転車、シティバイクを利用する通勤者は至るところで目にします。時代の移り変わりを実感します。
But I digress. Our bike share program is awesome for its ability to solve the three biggest obstacles to biking in the city. One, theft. Two, a general lack of adequate bike parking at offices and schools. And three, it's difficult to make a hybrid trip where you bring your bike on board a bus, subway, or train. If you're in town, you can easily buy day passes or an annual membership with your smartphone or credit card at one of the bike terminals. For more info, just go to www.citibikenyc.com. That's citybikenyc.com. Or your phone's app store, and you'll find it with a keyword search.
話が脇道にそれました。ニューヨークのバイクシェアプログラムは、市内で自転車に乗るときの3つの障害を解決するのに威力を発揮します。1、盗難。2、オフィスや学校での恒久的な駐輪場不足。3、途中でバスや地下鉄、電車に自転車を乗せる旅行が困難。というのが3つの障害です。街にいるならバイクターミナルでスマホやクレジットカードを使い、1日パスや年間メンバーシップが簡単に購入できます。 もっと知りたければ
www.citibikenyc.com That's citybikenyc.com
またはスマホのアプリストアへ
Cycling is the new golf. Golf has long been the sport of choice for business people to cement relationships and close deals. In the past 10 years, it seems to me that people across generations, from millennials to baby boomers, are going cycling, spinning, and doing yoga. Golf is less accessible for people in the city, and players' varying abilities can make the whole time awkward. Cycling is especially conducive for people to network. It's easy to meet up, and depending on people's level, you can exercise harder or adjust and focus more on the scenery. There are a lot of ways to join a bike tour or a group ride in New York City. Likewise, businesses have sprung up to help people take it to the next level. There are tour companies like Get Up and Ride, where you can see New York by bike like a local.
ゴルフは長い間、ビジネスマンの間で絆を固め、取引をまとめるのに好まれてきたスポーツです。ここ10年では、ミレニアル世代からベビーブーマーに及ぶ世代がサイクリング、エアロバイク、ヨガを好んでいるようです。ゴルフは市内の人たちには利用しづらいし、技術の差がプレーの間中ずっと気まずい雰囲気を生み出すこともあります。サイクリングは特にネットワーク作りがしやすいスポーツです。個々のレベルの差に応じて、きつい運動にしたり、景色を楽しむのに重きを置いたりできます。ニューヨークにはバイクツアーやサイクリングのグループに参加する多くの方法があります。同様に人々を次のレベルに導くビジネスもにわかに発生しています。ゲットアップ&ライドのような旅行会社もたくさんあります。
There's the Rafa store on Prince Street in Soho. They design their stores as a clubhouse where people can gather for group rides, catch up on the latest cycling news, drink espresso, and shop for cycling gear or apparel. Three of my favorite rides are the Brooklyn Bridge, early in the morning, the Hudson River Greenway, which is the most used bikeway in America and makes for some great selfies along the west side of Manhattan, and I also like the road inside Central Park where you can do laps.There are some steep inclines and plenty of places to stop if you get out of breath. If you're in New York and you want to contact me for a bike ride, feel free to email me at chrisdrinkscoffee@gmail.com. If you want to ride with someone who speaks Japanese fluently, that's me, and want to meet up for a small group ride in Brooklyn or Manhattan, definitely contact me. You can find me on Strava.The running and cycling app under the name /Chris. My tagline is the quote, The bicycle is a curious vehicle whose passenger is also its engine.
双方のプリンスストリートにはラファストアがあります。クラブハウスのような設計で、そこではグループの一員となり、最新のサイクリングニュースを得て、エスプレッソを飲み、自転車用品を買うこともできます。自転車で行く私のお気に入りの3カ所は、早朝のブルックリン橋、ハドソン川グリーンウェイ。ここはアメリカで最も使われている自転車道で、マンハッタンの西側に沿って素晴らしいセルフィーが撮れる場所です。そして、セントラルパーク内の道路を回るのも好きです。急な勾配もあれば、息が切れたら、泊まれる場所もたくさんあります。もしニューヨークにいて自転車に乗りたいなら、遠慮なく私、
chrisdrinkscoffee@gmail.com
までメールしてください。日本語を流暢に話す人と、ブルックリンやマンハッタンを少人数のグループで回りたいなら、絶対私に連絡すべきです。アプリストラバのでも連絡が取れます。
In English, we have the prepositional phrase, like riding a bike, that we say about a skill that once learned is never forgotten. We also can use this phrase to describe something dead easy or something anybody could accomplish. Don't you ever wish that learning another language could be more like bike riding? I certainly feel that way about learning Japanese, French, and Spanish. And come to think of it, learning to ride a bike isn't necessarily so easy if you live in New York City. There is Bike NYC, a local nonprofit whose mission is to encourage bike riding and safety, and they offer Learn to Bike as an Adult classes. Although the retention aspect of bike riding and language learning are pretty much opposites, I think bike riding and language learning are alike when it comes to the possibilities they both open for experiencing life and discovering new people and places. Thanks for listening. Remember to hit that like button if you like what you heard and get subscribed. Bye for now. And if you're biking, just remember to keep the rubber side down.
英語では自転車に乗るようにというフレーズがあります。自転車に乗るように一度身につけたら決して忘れることはない技について言うのです。私たちはこのフレーズをごく簡単なことや誰でも成し遂げられることを述べるのにも使います。母国語以外の言語を学ぶのも自転車に乗るのと同じようならと思ったことはありませんか？私も日本語、フランス語、スペイン語を学んでそう感じました。考えてみると、ニューヨークに住んでいると自転車に乗るのを学ぶことは必ずしもそんなに簡単というわけではありません。バイク NYC という地元の非営利団体があります。自転車普及と安全を促すことを意図し、成人用自転車教室も提供しています。持続定着といった面では、自転車に乗るのを学ぶことと、言語を学ぶことは正反対ですが、人生を経験し、未知の人々、場所を発見するのに開かれた可能性ということに関しては、二者は似ていると思います。聞いてくれてどうもありがとう。いいねボタンと、できたら購読もよろしく。それから、自転車に乗るときには十分注意してね。それではクリスさんの英語をもう一度お聞きください。
Getting on a bike and going out for a ride is the ultimate feeling of freedom. But how about when you're surrounded by tons of traffic?Potholes, and emergency vehicles where the rules of the road rarely apply. Join us as we talk about the daily complexity of biking in New York City. Welcome to episode number 3 of the New York Breeze, Bike New York, Part 1. Hey guys, how you doing? I'm Chris from New York. Welcome to the New York Breeze, our podcast where you can hear about life in New York in easy-to-digest one-minute soundbites. Our co-host in Japan is Shoko.She will be translating and sharing insights for our listeners in Japanese. Bike New York. Is that a subject of conversation or a dare? Yeah, New York is not an immediately obvious place to enjoy the pleasures of cycling with its traffic-choked streets. It's dangerous. I'm not gonna lie. One unique thing we have in New York is food delivery by e-bike. You'll be competing for lane space with food delivery guys on electric bikes that speed faster than the cars.And because they're in a rush, the delivery bikes regularly use the one-way bike lanes in both directions, and sometimes ignore traffic stops. That's one reason why I say the rules of the road often don't apply. You gotta keep your eyes peeled, to say the least, if you want to get around by bike in this city. Despite all the danger, the cycling scene is booming here. Much love for biking in New York. Much love.Bike riding, or cycling, has been soaring in popularity around the world, and for good reason. America's most vibrant cities like San Francisco and New York are growing in population, and our transit systems are becoming more like Tokyo's, packed. A bicycle offers more than a cheap, fast, and healthy way to commute. There's a feeling of accomplishment and independence of movement that elevates our mood.There's also a traffic calming effect that has been documented in two new reports by the New York City Department of Transportation, DOT, which I'll talk more about in an upcoming episode, so you can practice listening to stats. So why do I love biking New York? For me, it's a combination of exercise, sightseeing, and being a part of a greater global community of people who love to travel by bike. For a lot of fellow New Yorkers, biking to school or work is the best alternative to the aging subway system. Our bike share program is phenomenal. Bike ridership is way up, thanks in large part to CityBike, our city's official bike share program. The level at which people are using bikes to commute is astonishing to me, because I can remember a time in this city when the only grown-ups who rode bikes in the street were either bike messengers or drug dealers, or a combination of both. The bike messenger was pre-internet, and you had to be insanely brave to get out there like they did. They'd rush urgent documents, film from photo shoots, contracts from legal offices by attacking traffic. Not just fighting traffic, they'd attack the streets and get things across town to offices in Midtown, along Madison Avenue, and down in Wall Street. The bike messenger was distinctly New York, pumping the city's exchange of information. Now, with email and smartphones, bike messengers are rare, and food delivery bikers on electric-powered bikes and commuters on city bikes are ubiquitous. How times have changed. But I digress. Our bike share program is awesome for its ability to solve the three biggest obstacles to biking in the city. One, theft. Two, a general lack of adequate bike parking at offices and schools. And three, it's difficult to make a hybrid trip where you bring your bike on board a bus, subway, or train. If you're in town, you can easily buy day passes or an annual membership with your smartphone or credit card at one of the bike terminals. For more info, just go to www.citibikenyc.com. That's citibikenyc.com. Or your phone's app store, and you'll find it with a keyword search. Cycling is the new golf. Golf has long been the sport of choice for business people to cement relationships and close deals. In the past 10 years, it seems to me that people across generations, from millennials to baby boomers, are going cycling, spinning, and doing yoga. Golf is less accessible for people in the city, and players' varying abilities can make the whole time awkward. Cycling is especially conducive for people to network. It's easy to meet up, and depending on people's level, you can exercise harder or adjust and focus more on the scenery. There are a lot of ways to join a bike tour or a group ride in New York City. Likewise, businesses have sprung up to help people take it to the next level. There are tour companies like Get Up and Ride, where you can see New York by bike like a local. There's the Rafa store on Prince Street in Soho. They design their stores as a clubhouse where people can gather for group rides, catch up on the latest cycling news, drink espresso, and shop for cycling gear or apparel. Three of my favorite rides are the Brooklyn Bridge, early in the morning, the Hudson River Greenway, which is the most used bikeway in America and makes for some great selfies along the west side of Manhattan, and I also like the road inside Central Park where you can do laps. There are some steep inclines and plenty of places to stop if you get out of breath. If you're in New York and you want to contact me for a bike ride, feel free to email me at chrisdrinkscoffee@gmail.com. If you want to ride with someone who speaks Japanese fluently, that's me, and want to meet up for a small group ride in Brooklyn or Manhattan, definitely contact me. You can find me on Strava, the running and cycling app, under the name /Chris. My tagline is the quote, "The bicycle is a curious vehicle whose passenger is also its engine." In English, we have the prepositional phrase, like riding a bike, that we say about a skill that once learned is never forgotten. We also can use this phrase to describe something dead easy or something anybody could accomplish. Don't you ever wish that learning another language could be more like bike riding? I certainly feel that way about learning Japanese, French, and Spanish. And come to think of it, learning to ride a bike isn't necessarily so easy if you live in New York City. There is Bike NYC, a local nonprofit whose mission is to encourage bike riding and safety, and they offer Learn to Bike as an Adult classes. Although the retention aspect of bike riding and language learning are pretty much opposites, I think bike riding and language learning are alike when it comes to the possibilities they both open for experiencing life and discovering new people and places. Thanks for listening. Remember to hit that like button if you like what you heard and get subscribed. Bye for now. And if you're biking, just remember to keep the rubber side down.